This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our biographical study thus far of the life of Stephen, we collected information about his life. Now let's correlate it into an outline. For the title, I put Qualified to Serve. Then I established 4 points. 1, spiritual maturity. Being full or controlled by the Holy Spirit is essential to and the essence of being spiritually mature. 2, experiential maturity. When you trust in the Spirit and maintain a walk in step with the Holy Spirit, the more you'll experientially manifest wisdom. 3, biblical maturity. Being grounded in biblical truth is important if you want to be prepared to overcome attacks by critics and give poignant answers to troubled hearts. 4, relational maturity. If you have a strong relationship with the Lord, you'll instinctively look up to God when facing a crisis, as Stephen did. He also had a good relationship with fellow believers, as seen in his being chosen by them to serve. He worked at having a good relationship with everyone, seen in his readiness to serve, answer critics, proclaim the truth, and pray, even for those who stoned him. He epitomized relational maturity. Now, crystallize what we've learned into applications. Ask yourself these questions. In a time of need, how many in your church would be recognized as qualified to meet the need? Would you qualify? If not, what steps should you take to qualify to serve as Stephen was? If you'd like to review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.